Hello and welcome to the Sunday service of Calvary Chapel Foothill Ranch with Pastor Steve DeNicola.
It's a privilege to be able to share some of the things that God's done in my life, and I hope you'll be encouraged and that you'll be able to encourage others as well. Psalm 37, 3 through 5, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Well, I grew up in a Lutheran church, about 300 or 400 people in a little tiny town. And I guess it was pretty apparent at a young age that I wanted to sing, because I guess one week I stood up in the pews, I was like 2, and held the hymnal upside down and praised really loudly. And, you know, God knows he's the only one that can understand that baby praise. But I got in a little bit of trouble from my parents. Guess I was too loud or embarrassed them, you know. But I think it's really great to, you know, when I look back on that story of being in the pews, because from where I stand now, I have a really neat perspective on it all. So the enemy tried to quench that from the very beginning, that wanting to sing. And, excuse me, too much singing. Although we went to church, my parents, they had more of a worldly way of thinking, and they didn't really know to encourage their kids and their talents and their giftings and stuff like that. So it was natural thinking, and, you know, the arts couldn't bring home the bacon, as my dad used to say. So he really discouraged any of the arts things that I was in. So I was quenched from very young. And I tried to do all the things he wanted me to do, and then I kind of snuck those things in on the side. And, you know, the older I got, the more I did that. But where my heart would really soar was singing for Jesus in church. And it's a place I always felt closest to him. It didn't matter who was there. You know, it really didn't matter. But when in childhood, I had a really traumatic and painful childhood. And so it was difficult to be in front of people ever, to do any kind of performing or in the ballet company, singing competitions, musicals, any of that was so difficult to overcome, especially without family support. So I really didn't know the unconditional love of the Lord, you know, and that he was the one that even gave me the talent. So, but I had such a strong desire to sing that I would always test the waters. So, you know, a song would come up in my head, and I remember talking to my mom. I was 6 or 7, and I said, can I sing you this song? So I sang a song for her, and then I asked her, this is so vivid to me, I asked her, I said, Mom, do you think I could do that someday, you know, sing? And she said, no, honey, I don't think so. And, you know, my sweet mom now, she would never remember that she said that, you know, because she loves my music. But she did say it, and it had a profound effect on me. And that, along with my dad, you know, continually telling me I was wasting my time, you know, it sent me on a journey trying to find approval anywhere else in my family for that desire that God had put in my heart and that natural gifting. So in college, when I landed the lead in Oklahoma, that was like the big thing, you know, at the local summer stock theater. I called and invited my grandparents. They lived like 20 minutes away. And I was excited because it was contracted to go to cable and it was going to be on television. And they replied that they weren't going to come because they'd already seen it before. So that's the kind of enemy pounding on my life I had. These are just a couple of examples all the way through. And so, of course, as you can imagine, I began to like lose confidence in that I even had any ability, you know, and I lost heart, and hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. That's Proverbs 13:12. So I'll just share this with you real quick, that I sang it one of the last times I sang before starting up again in this church. There was an organist playing for me at a wedding. I was in bands, weddings, everything you can imagine. But there's this huge, ginormous, as my kids would say, pipe organ. And she was maybe 85, and she's playing this song for, you know, it's a new modern, you know, wedding song, and I'm trying to sing to this song and it's not meshing. And I just told, I just told whoever would listen, I'm never doing this again. I am never doing this again. So I walked away from singing, and I walked away for 10 years. I just thought, you know, all of the uphill battle, everything was just, it was just too much. You know, it was too hard. I just never wanted to do it again. So I guess my biggest understanding came that God gives you the desires of your heart, but you first must delight in Him. So I began to seek God like never before, and 10 years did go by. I didn't sing. And then one night, I was really suffering with dealing with a lot of the childhood trauma that I had. And I told the Lord through the tears that, you know, I wanted more of Him. If that was possible, I wanted to know Him better. I just wanted Him. There had to be more than just suffering through this. And God answered in a really profound way, more than when I was five. And He lit me on fire, and the Holy Spirit filled me like, you know, I've never known. And I couldn't help but sing Amazing Grace to my babies as I put them to sleep. And God began to lead me to the desires of my heart because I was delighting in Him. And I bought a guitar for Jeff for his birthday. It's his birthday tonight. And it's so funny. I bought him a guitar years ago, and because he used to be in a band, so I thought, oh, maybe he'll play some worship songs. And didn't happen. Not that he didn't want to, it just didn't happen. And so I picked up the guitar, though, and he was amazed I could play. So immediately I wrote a song, and it was my testimony about, you know, how God had saved me and how much He loved me. But it was a real Holy Spirit moment because I did not play guitar or any instrument. I seemed to be able to just play music that He gave me. I couldn't perform somebody else's music or anything, but what He gave me. And so for the next couple of years, my family would gather around and we'd worship together, and they were my encouragement and as I wrote and sang for Jesus, and they joined in with me. And as the Lord was teaching me His word, He kind of put me in this cocoon for a while. And I think Terry used to, she called me the chia pet. Like, I was growing like a chia pet. And it was really funny to me because I felt it too. I was just like, I was bold. I would go out in little things and big things, you know, anything. And so I received a phone call from the children's principal at the school. And she asked me, she said, we're so broke. We really need somebody to teach kindergarten movement ed. And so I said, well, let me pray about it. And so I prayed about it, and the Lord told me to say yes, but only if He teached both classes. And I wasn't allowed to take any money. Ouch, I kind of fouled Him on that one. I'm like, really? That makes me lower than lunchroom duty. And it was funny, though. The look on the principal's face when I came in and I told her, well, I prayed about it, and God says, yes, but I need both classes, and I can't take any money. She cried. It was just the answer to prayer, and her and I began to have a really good relationship. So the next year rolled around, and they offered me three-quarter time there at the school. And I don't know. I just didn't have that desire in my heart to do that. I wanted to do whatever God wanted me to do. So I was like, Lord, I'll do this. But I just didn't have the passion. And I couldn't figure out why. You know, I love the kids. It's what I was trained to do. It was the degree my dad wanted me to get it, you know, and that's what I got. But I did not have the passion to do it. And so, you know, I would just pray for months and months. And then one day I just felt like the Lord was like, this isn't, you know, where your desire is. So I, you know, got the nerve up to tell a dear friend and principal that I don't know who's going to come in and teach three-quarter time for $8,000 a year, but, you know, I'm sure you'll get somebody. But I walked in the office and I told her, like, head down, like, ugh, I just can't do it. I had no reason for it, but I just can't do it. And she ecstatically jumped up and said, I'm so excited. Somebody came in yesterday that, you know, can do what you can do, and they can teach music. And as much as we love you, God did replace you. I'm like, oh, thank you. You know, so I was all relieved. So I knew God that, you know, He had made the way for something. For what? You know, I didn't know. So the next week, Pastor Steve asked me to be the worship leader here. And I was like, now that's where the desire of my heart was. And so ever since I could remember to worship Jesus in song. So I said yes, but because I knew that I knew that was where I was supposed to be. That's where I was called to be. But whoops, what about that small detail of, you know, being equipped? Yeah, I'll lead worship. I can't play an instrument. I don't have a team. Sure. So I don't know. I boldly stepped out, and with pastor's definite help. And God provided Nick and eventually Moon to play guitar while we did worship and while God grew me into that calling. So less than 2 years leading worship, I walked by the kids' piano at home because they were taking lessons. And I walked by, and this thought popped into my head, and I laughed out loud. The thought said, "Why don't you play that song you want to sing on the piano?" And I literally just laughed out loud. I walked on by, kept going, and the next day, I heard the same thing. "Why don't you play that song on piano?" So I thought, okay, well, I'm going to sit down. Well, when I sat down, I could play the song. And so God just freed me up and gave me a super gift, and I sang for him all day long. And I can't explain that, but it was such a freedom and such a sweet gift of worship between him and I. We just soared together, and I heard him loud and clear, and he said, "You know, I want you to sing that song at church on Sunday." I was like, "What? No way." And he's like, I literally said out loud, "I'm not a musician." And he said, "No, you're a worshiper." So he stepped out in faith and played "What a Wonderful Maker" that Sunday, having no instrumental training, but having the anointing of God. And there have been a few times since that I've been given a fresh anointing from God and, you know, had incredible Holy Spirit experiences, but none so shocking, you know, as that one, where it was like, wow, I can just play. And it was really sweet because there's nothing that he can't do. And the best part is all the glory goes to Jesus. You know, that's why I love sharing that story. Of course, since then, you know, I practiced and I got better, and, you know, I honed that talent a little bit. But we're all given opportunities to delight ourselves in the Lord every day, to trust him, do good, and feed on his faithfulness. But the desire of my heart came from a natural talent that God had given me years and years ago. My hope was deferred as the enemy tried every way to quench it. But when you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. And when that desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. And many of you here have been a great encouragement for me in my calling. And I felt that God gave back what the locust destroyed. And he enabled my church family to heal the old wounds. And so I want to thank you all so very much for all of your encouraging words and all the positive things that you've said to me. So I want to end with this quote. I can't say his name, Leo Biscaglia, I think. He says, "Our talents are the gift that God gives to us, and what we make of our talent is our gift back to God."
We hope God has spoken to you through this podcast. Tell your friends, and please visit us on the web at www.calvarychapelfoothillranch.com.